OD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and good Monday morning or Monday evening to you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me. Today, we're going to hear a sermon I just preached yesterday, and it's the last one in this series, Understanding Eschatology. The end of the series, the Lord's given us certain talents, and he's commanded us and expects us to make do with them until he returns. And the time is coming, like the Bible says, and he's coming to take inventory of what we have done with what he has given us. So we'll let this opening play here today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. And here is our sermon here this week, The Parable of the Talents. To another, he gave two talents. To another, one. To each according to his own ability. And immediately, he went on a journey. Okay, we learned three things here. Number one, he's calling his own servants. Better yet, slaves. You belong to him. He gave to his own bondservant is the word. The Greek word for slave. Number two, each servant is given something different. They're not given the same thing. All three of these servants received a special talent from the Lord. They were all different. And number three, the Lord gave to each servant according to their ability. Verse 16. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them, and he made another five talents. Likewise, he who had received the two gained two more also. Okay, so what's the equivalent of doing these things today? I would guess the first two opened up some kind of business or started a ministry. Around here, it would be looking like, let's say, has anyone ever driven by First Baptist Church of Merritt Island on a Monday morning? It's pandemonium there. People take buses from Palm Bay to Titusville. It's a ministry like I've never seen in all of my life. They do it there. That, you see, the church has got so big, you got all this money. God's blessed you with money, talents, cash. What are you going to do with it? That was what they've done with it. Ministering to the poor. They're going to give an account. And I'd say, from a layman's point of view, I would think they're going to be commended for what they've done. Around here, you got the ministry, one of the groups responsible for this church, and a smaller amount really, is the Brevard Baptist Association. They started a ministry called the Seafarers Ministry, at least involved with this planting around here. Now, Bill told me a while ago, 50,000 people went through the door in 1 year. God sends them here from all over the world to a ministry started by the Brevard Baptist. We have the Brevard Sharon Center, the Red Cross. Another group I love is the Catholic Charities. That's doing it right. Helping people instead of seeing that they get an abortion, but helping them to find adoptive parents, to show them that there's another way instead of abortion, and that is adoption. And they pay for the way. They pay for their hospital visit. They pay all their expenses. That's good ministries. All right, how about this? Island Community Church. There's another good ministry. Used to be 8 people in this church. Now there's 50, 55. You read on the bulletin how much money this church takes in. What are you doing with the money? God's going to make me give an account as the spiritual leader of this church. What are you doing with the money? Well, we feed the hungry every other Saturday morning. The church pays a portion of my radio bill. We spread the gospel all around the country as far as we can. We use the money that comes in from you and we put it in the gospel message
and the gospel is preached around the country. In addition, the church is sponsoring Bill over here, Bill Steinbrook, as a missionary to Israel. He, in turn, will take the money that you give and pay it forward. He'll share it when he has too much money with Arab Christians. He'll share it with the gypsies. They're watching today on Facebook. Gypsy Christians from Jerusalem. Bill, from what I heard now, is going to be helping teaching some of the youth there English. This is paying it forward. Remember, Jesus said, and as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? Is my question on this eighth day of May. What are you doing for Jesus Christ? He's coming back again. He's going to take inventory of from what he's given you to see what you are doing to advance his kingdom. Paul wrote, this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Greek word, hilarion. I love that. That means you roll over on the ground laughing. God loves a cheerful giver. And they may say, that's what I try to do with my inheritance when my dad died, is give it away. I love feeling like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Day. Who can I bless today? Oh, I wasn't always that way, but I am now, and that's what he's looking for. Cheerful givers. When you're a cheerful giver, God will make sure you have more money. Right? Well, this is what he says. God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, you may have an abundance for every good work. Good verse, huh, Dora? We always have enough money to spread it around, to bless his kingdom. Am I right? And the thing is, if all you have is 50 cents, you take that 50 cents and you put it in an envelope and you get on your knees and you pray to your almighty God and you ask him to bless that 50 cents, and that's more than all that is every other person in this church combined, from your 50 cents, because you've given it from the heart and because you're grateful to the Son of God for what he did by dying in your place. What's that worth to you? What is Jesus dying in your place? What's it worth to you? What's it worth to you? Doesn't that song say, all to him I owe? Good Lord, what's it worth? What's your salvation worth? What's it worth to you to see your brother or your sister come to Christ, or your mother or your friend? What's it worth to you? I can't answer that question. What's it worth? As for the servant who does nothing, or as Sergeant Schultz would say, nothing. He who received one, he went and dug it into the ground and he hid his Lord's money. Rule number one, don't try that at home. That's God's blessed you with something and you don't give a rip and you're not going to do anything with it. You just bury it. There you have it. Three types of people. all given something by our Lord, a particular talent to serve the master as a bond servant. By the way, you owe him. You owe him. Got ahead of myself, but I'll say it again. All to him I owe. You owe him. So let me ask the question then. What talents has the Lord given you? And what are you doing with this talent? Remember, they're not your talents. They belong to him. If I stop and think about it, he told Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. God owns it all. It's all his anyway. He's entrusted you with his belongings. And he's coming back soon to settle accounts. What have you done with what he's given you? Or perhaps you don't recognize the talents he's given you. If you're uncertain about question number one, let me help you along. What is it that you could do effortlessly, tirelessly, around the clock, that you don't even consider work, that would be considered kingdom work? You know, I thought of Jean Vitale when I wrote this. I would say her job here at the church just screamed Jean to me. Again, what is it that you could do effortlessly and tirelessly around the clock that you don't consider work that would be considered kingdom work? What is it? What could you do? What could you do that would so engross you that someone would have to elbow you in the ribs and say, look at the time. For you to answer, where's the day gone? Everyone's got something like that. For me, it's an all-consuming passion for the Word of God. I'm self-taught in the original language. I took 2 years teaching myself the language, starting with basic Greek all the way to the advanced level, to reading and translating ancient Greek manuscripts. Now my Bible is in seminaries around the country because I'm consumed with the Word of God. And you people here reap the benefit, if there is any benefit to that, to me being addicted to the Word of God. Only you can answer that. Do you know God better? Do you know His Word better? Do you understand His Word any better than before you met me? If the answer is yes, give glory to God because He's done it. I haven't done anything. I'm just using the talents that He's given me to advance His kingdom. Because I want you to know Him better and to know His Word better. How about you? What is it you can do around the clock and not get tired that will exalt Jesus Christ and advance His kingdom? Our food pantry ministry came about because this man here had a burning passion to do something for hungry people in this community. That's how it got started. No one was doing anything. But sometimes all it takes is one motivated person to get up and say, I'm going to make a difference. And that's how it got started. Bob, how many people did we serve in here last year? Rough guess. 1,000s? How many children did we serve in here last year? 1,000s. Because someone had a call and an unction to do something, and he got off of his blessed assurance, and he went out, and he did something. Let me encourage you to do the same thing. What is it God's leading you to do today? What is it? If He's leading you to do it, I guarantee you, you'll be successful at it. Guarantee. Guarantee. Now let's look at the Lord's responses to all three of these individuals who were given talents. Verse 19. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and he settled accounts. And after a long time, the Lord of these here servants is coming back too. And he's going to hold court and inquire of each one of us what we've done. Now, again, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one can receive the things done in the body. Now, verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents, he came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look. Now, catch the heart of this guy here. Look, this is kind of like, you remember back when you were a child and you were just waiting for your dad to get home so you could show him what you did? That's the heart condition. Behind this word here, look, he's so excited he can't wait. He can't wait to show him what he did. Look, Daddy, look what I did and what you gave me. That's the heart condition here. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done. There are some words I want to hear. Well done. After all this rough life is over and you make it up into heaven and Jesus looks at you and wraps his arm around you, picks you up off the floor because that's where you're going to be when you see him. Picks you up off the floor and says, Cameron, well done. Good job. You were faithful over a few things. Now I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now then he who had received the 2 came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, there's the same response, even though he didn't have as much as the other guy had. He got the same response from the Son of God as the guy that had 5. Same response. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. See, it wasn't important what they were given, how much they were given. You see, what's required of a steward is that he be found faithful. That's what's required of you and me. That we be found faithful. What talent do you have? Some people have the money to build a special wing at a hospital, while others have the talent to crochet a bunny or a teddy bear and bring it to a child that's in the wing that you paid for. The one who made the bunny is going to be commended just as much for one that had a spare $40 million to build the building. It's not all about money, but God's entrusted you with something. What are you doing to advance his kingdom? And while there's breath in you, remember, I always go back, I love that Ebenezer Scrooge. Even though that was at the end of his life. No matter how many years you've wasted, it's never too late. You can make the change today by realizing and understanding all that Jesus has done for you and making a change and living the rest of your time to honor and glorify him by what you do. Reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you had not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Now catch his look. Can't you hear the arrogance? Look, you have what is yours. Notice the attitude of this man. First of all, he's a liar. He wasn't afraid. Because his fear was his motivating factor, he would have done more than both of the other guys combined. When people do things out of fear, instead of fear over what's going to happen to you, they would have blown away what the other guys did. So he's a liar. Second of all, he was lazy. Thirdly, he seemed to have some sort of disdain for his master. Again, catch this attitude. Look, you have what is yours. It's under the ground. It's over there somewhere. Why don't you go dig it up yourself? Now, as we're about to see, this heart condition will bring forth a violent death. Verse 26, his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who's got the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." Look at verse 30. And the word "and," meaning he's not done yet. One more thing to do. "And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Yikes! For what? He could say, "I'm not gay. I'm not an adulterer. Why would you do that to me?" Utter anguish because you've been cast out. See, you made it all the way to the gate and you couldn't gain entry. Your service for your master, this man was judged by his works, and faith by itself without works is dead. So we've seen today the consequences of two attitudes towards Christ's return. The one who diligently prepares for it by investing their time and talents to serve God will be rewarded. The one who has no heart for the work of the kingdom will be punished. So, church, God rewards faithfulness. Those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom cannot expect to be treated the same way as those that are faithful. Let me say that again. Those who bear no fruit for God's kingdom cannot expect to be treated the same way as those who are faithful. And I ask you, count the cost. Let me encourage you today, church. Let's be about kingdom business until he returns, okay?
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Resurrection, when Jesus comes again.